Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 22nd day of Tammuz Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin Perek Shlishi Mishnah Vav. Hoimer le'isha har'at mekudeshesli, amanos sh'adaber alayich l'shilta. Person says to woman, you are my wife with this pruta that I'm giving you, on the condition that I will speak on your behalf, for your sake, to the government. Ve'er simcha kapal. Or, I will do a day's work for you. Diber aleha l'shiltein, if he spoke for her benefit to the government, v'os imupel, or in the case of the worker here, the condition about work, he did a day's work for her. Mekudeshes, she will be mekudeshes, she, because he's fulfilled the condition. V'imlav, if he did not go and speak to the government for her, or he did not act like, did not work for her like a poel, Eina Mekudeshes, then she won't be married. And this seems pretty straightforward. The condition's met, so she's Mekudeshes. The condition's not met, she's not. But the Gemara tells us that there is something of a chiddush here that the Mishnah wants to tell us. And that is that even if he fulfilled the Tanai, and he spoke for her to the government, and he worked for her a day's work, she needs something else to make the kiddushin a kiddushin. She needs him to give her a pruta in addition to that. But if he did not give her a coin, a pruta, and he simply said, you are mekudeshes to me with the pleasure or with the benefit that I will speak on your behalf to the government, or the benefit that I'm giving you, that I'm working for you for a poel, she will not be mekudeshes. That itself will not make the kiddushin. Why? And the reason is, says the Gemara, because the Tana V'ha Mishnah holds Yeshna l'skirus mitchilo v'ad sof, which means that when there is a higher arrangement, when a person hires himself out, subcontracts himself to do something for someone, then the person who he's doing it for acquires an obligation to pay from the beginning to the end. There's an accumulation. So every minute of work that he does, right, he owes him already for that work. Another minute. And by the time that comes to the end of the work, it's an accumulation of all the minutes or seconds that he's been doing the work. And why is that relevant? Which means that when it comes to the end of the work, and now he wants payment for what he has done, it's really a loan. It's an obligation. Because this loan started mitchila, right from the beginning until the end of the job. From the beginning of his working with the government to speak on her behalf till the end of it, she was owing him money the whole time. And if at the end of it, he then says to her, well, now that I'm marrying you, I'll free you from the debt. It's like saying, I'm freeing you from the debt. You don't need to pay me for the work that I've performed for you. That's called being mekadesh with a milveh. You cannot mekadesh a woman with a loan, whereby saying to her, oh, you don't owe me the money anymore. That's not going to make kiddushin. And therefore, in addition to fulfilling that condition that he said, he also has to add a pruta to make the kiddushin. What happens, continues the Mishnah, if he says to her, Almanos sheyirtza abba, I'm being mekadesh you on condition that your father will not protest. And he gave a time for it. For example, your father won't protest for the next 30 days. In the next 30 days, he doesn't protest, then the kiddushin will be valid. Rotza av, if the father agrees to this and he did not protest against this marriage, mekudeshes, she will be mekudeshes as the condition's fulfilled. The imlav, but if not, the father protested and said, I don't want this marriage to go ahead. I disagree with the man who's marrying you. Eina mekudeshes, then she will not be married to him. Why? Because the condition has not been fulfilled. Now, what happens if the father died during those 30 days? Meis ha'av. Well, and he didn't protest until now. And he certainly can't protest now. He's dead. Harizum mekudeshes, says the Mishnah, she will be married to him. There's no problem, there's no fear anymore of him, of the father protesting, because he passed away and he didn't protest until now. Meis ha'ben, what happens if the son died? That means the one who's Mekadisha, who made this condition and said, if your father won't protest in 30 days, and then this marriage will be a marriage. And meantime, he died within the 30 days. The chosen, the son. We encourage the father to say that he disapproves of this kiddushin that was made in the first place. He should disapprove of it in 30 days in order to make sure that that marriage will not be valid. And why? What's the advantage of the marriage not being a marriage? If the kiddushin is not a kiddushin and she was never married to him, she doesn't have to go through the problem of having yibum or chalitza, which is the process that's required if the husband had a surviving brother, and the husband, the deceased husband, had no children. But by doing this, by encouraging the father to say that he disapproves, that means that breaks the condition. And the kiddushin was never a kiddushin, she was never married to him. Mishnah Zayin. A man can be mekadosh a daughter as long as she hasn't reached the age of 12 and a half. A bageris, we call that. 6 months have not passed. Before 6 months passed, after she's developed signs of puberty. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that a father is believed to say that he was mekadosh his daughter, and therefore she is forbidden to get married to any other person except the man that he says he was mekadosh to. But we're going to talk about also what happens when a person says he was mekadosh his daughter, but he can't remember or he doesn't know to which man he was mekadosh. Says the Mishnah, Kiddushti is biti, a man who says, I accepted the manly of kiddushin for my daughter, who was not yet a begeres, was not yet out of my jurisdiction, but I do not know to whom I married her off, which means she's effectively forbidden to any person in the world, because she is an ashesish, but we don't know who the husband was. And a fellow came along and said, I'm the man who was mekadosher, and your father was mekadosher to me. Naaman. We say he's believed. And the Gemara explains that not only is he believed that he can give a get to her and she, if he wants, and she can be near free to marry anybody else because of a principle, Ein Adam Chotev Elo Lo, you wouldn't sin if you don't get any benefit out of it. So what benefit would he get by tricking her or pretending? Rather, he's even believed to marry her, to consummate the marriage. Why do we say that? Why do we give so much trust to him? Because we say that if he was not the man who was Mekadisha, who the father married after, he would not have had the guts, he would not have had the chutzpah in front of the father to say that he was Mekadisha, because for fear of being contradicted by the father. What happens if in this case, where the father does not remember who he was Mekadisha to, two people come together and each one of them says that he was Mekadisha? Shneim noisnim get. We say that each one of them has to give her a get because of a sopik. We don't know who was the husband. And she's now permitted to marry anybody else. And we are not worried that maybe both of them are telling a lie. And that she was in fact mekudeshes to a third man. We don't say that. We say that one of them is probably telling the truth. One of them is not telling the truth. And therefore, as long as both of them give a get, we don't know which one is telling the truth. If both give him a get, that's fine. However, there is another option, says the Mishnah. Vim rotsu, if they so desire, echad nosen get, vechad kenes. One of them can give a get to the woman, and after he gives a get to the woman, then the other person, can go and marry her and can consummate the marriage. And that's because there's nothing to worry about. If the man who gave her the get was the one who married her, good, that's fine. He's given a get, so she's free to marry anybody. And if it wasn't him, if the one who gave the get was the one who didn't give a kiddushin, so the other man is marrying her, he's the one who gave a kiddushin in the first place, that's also fine.